This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Ever wonder what those readiness scores on your fitness tracker actually mean?
They're a bit of a mystery, aren't they? Lots of buzz, but not much clarity.
Exactly. Today's discussion tackles that very question, looking at a recent paper on wearable composite health scores.
It's a fascinating look at what these scores actually measure and, more importantly, what they don't.
So are these scores actually useful or just fancy marketing? Let's find out. So what exactly goes into these composite health scores?
Mostly heart rate variability, resting heart rate, activity levels, and sleep data. Think of it as a blend of different health metrics.
A smoothie of your health data, if you will. But are all the ingredients equally important?
Not necessarily. HRV and resting heart rate seem to be the stars of the show, but the way they're combined is a black box.
A black box? You mean we don't know how these scores are calculated?
Precisely. The algorithms are proprietary, meaning the manufacturers aren't sharing the details. That makes it hard to trust the results.
So one company's 80 might be totally different from another's 80?
Absolutely. There's no standardization, making comparisons nearly impossible.
You mentioned HRV and resting heart rate are key. Are they measured consistently across devices?
Nope. Some devices focus on HRV during specific sleep stages. Others use different time windows. It's a mess.
So even if two people have similar scores, their actual physiological states could be vastly different?
Exactly. The lack of consistency undermines the whole thing.
This lack of transparency is a big problem, isn't it? How can doctors trust these scores?
They can't, really. Without knowing how the scores are calculated, it's hard to interpret them clinically.
So they're more like motivational tools than diagnostic ones?
Precisely. They might encourage healthy behaviors, but they shouldn't be used for making medical decisions.
But people use them for self-monitoring, right? Is that completely useless?
Not entirely. They can be a motivator, helping people track their progress and make adjustments.
But without knowing what the numbers actually mean, it's kind of like driving with a broken speedometer, isn't it?
Exactly. You're getting some feedback, but it's not reliable.
What about using these scores in a clinical setting? Is that even feasible?
Not yet. The lack of standardization and transparency makes integration into electronic health records impossible.
So doctors would rather see the raw data than the process score?
Absolutely. Raw data is much more reliable and interpretable.
So what's the solution? How do we fix this?
We need more transparency from manufacturers, standardized measurement methods, and rigorous validation studies.
Collaboration between researchers and manufacturers is key, then.
Absolutely. It's a problem that requires a multifaceted approach.
So the bottom line is, use these scores with caution?
Definitely. They can be motivating, but don't rely on them for accurate health assessments.
Think of them as a fun extra, not a primary health indicator, right? Let's recap the key takeaways. These scores simplify complex data, but the algorithms are proprietary and not validated.
HRV and resting heart rate are central, but measurement methods vary wildly.
The lack of transparency limits clinical use and research.
They can support behavioral change, but shouldn't replace direct physiological interpretation.
Future standards need open algorithms and population-level validation. This whole thing highlights the importance of understanding the data behind these technologies, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's crucial to be a critical consumer of health tech.
And to advocate for more transparency and standardization.
Exactly. We need to demand better from these companies.
So what's the takeaway for our listeners?
Be skeptical of these composite scores, focus on understanding the raw data, and consult with healthcare professionals for accurate health assessments.
Don't let the marketing hype overshadow the need for reliable information. This has been a really insightful discussion. Thanks for breaking down this complex topic in such a clear and engaging way.
My pleasure.
That was a great discussion.